Chapter 59. There was silence in the small room for a moment, and then Emmeline McClatchy said,
"A mother can always tell. She looked different. She acted different. She even smelled different. At first she was happy, and then later she was miserable. I didn't ask her anything. I thought she would come to me on her own, you know, in her own good time. But she didn't get the chance."
Monroe was quiet for a beat, like a mark of respect, and then he asked, "Did you ever see Captain Riley again after that?" Emmeline McClatchy nodded.
"He came by to offer his condolences a week after her body was found."
"Do you think he killed her?"
"You're the policeman, young man, not me."
"I think a mother can always tell."
"Rosemary said his father was an important man. She wasn't sure where or how. Politics, perhaps. Something where image matters. I think a black girlfriend was a good thing for Captain Riley. But a pregnant girlfriend wasn't."
Emmeline McClatchy wouldn't be pushed any further. We said our goodbyes and walked back to the Humvee. Monroe said,
"This is looking real bad."
I asked him, "Did you speak to Shauna Lindsay's mother, too?"
"She wouldn't say a word to me. She chased me away with a stick."
"How solid is the information about Sheriff Devereaux?"
"Rock solid. They dated, he ended it, she wasn't happy. Then Rosemary McClatchy was next up, as far as I can piece it together."
"Was it his car that got wrecked on the track?"
"According to the Oregon DMV, it was. Via the plate you found, a blue 57 Chevy. A piece of shit, not a show car."
"Did he have an explanation?"
"No, he had a lawyer."
"Can you prove he was Janice Chapman's boyfriend, too?"
"Not beyond a reasonable doubt. She was a party girl. She was seen with a lot of guys. She can't have been dating all of them."
"She was known as a party girl at Tulane, too."
"Is that where she went?"
"Apparently." He smiled. "If all the Tulane co-eds were laid end to end, I wouldn't be in the least surprised."
"Did you know she wasn't really Janice Chapman?"
"What do you mean?"
"She was born Audrey Shaw. She changed her name 3 years ago."
"Why?"
"Politics," I said. "She was coming off a 2-year affair with Carlton Riley."
I left him with that piece of information and walked away south. He drove away north. This time, I didn't cut through anyone's yard. I walked around the block like a responsible citizen and stepped over the wire and hiked across the field and found the dirt track through the trees. I was back on Main Street less than 20 minutes later. 5 minutes after that, I was inside the sheriff's department. 1 minute after that, I was in Devereaux's office. She was behind her desk. The desk was covered in a sea of paper. I said, "We need to talk."